Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Read the Word of All the Begets. Tonight, we're actually going to go. Hey, Brother Roger's here.
Hi, Brad.
Welcome, man. Tonight, we're going to be in the Begets. And we're going to be reading the Begets. And I'm not sure if you caught it yet, but tonight, we're going to be in the Begets. And what's cool about them is everybody had to be begotten once in their lifetime in order to be a begotten. Anyways, I love the Word of God. This is the majestic Word of God. Now, what's going to happen right now, because we're going to, that's what our chapters are tonight, because God was so serious about proving himself to mankind. These begets are in this book a number of times. This is what's going to be interesting about this time through with you and me. We're going to be seeing some of these names, and they're going to be like recognizable names to it, because we've heard them so many times.
Yeah.
And this time is going to be different than the last times we've been here. And so welcome, welcome, welcome. We're glad to have you here. Remember, we'll have some timestamps in there. That's the 4-digit blue numbers in the notes and in the comments that help you know where we are and what we're doing. And if the Holy Spirit speaks to me and I say something during the word, I'll put a timestamp in so you can go right there and find that and hear it again. Remember, we have a link in our notes that lets you go to a playlist that has every one of these all the way from Genesis 1:1 to today. Pretty cool deal. Thank God for YouTube. We bless you. And are you ready? Here we go. Let's pray our opening prayer like we do every time we come here together. That's in the notes. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love. I love this. And be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, so that I will know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God in Jesus' name. Somebody shout a big amen in Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. First Samuel. No, not First Samuel. First Chronicles, chapter 1. And here we go. Verse 1. The first word is Adam. That takes us clear back to the beginning. This is about 2,000 years of people living on this earth that we're getting ready to read. Adam, Seth, Enosh, Canaan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. That was a good line of names, wasn't it? I did good. Verse 2. Or no, it's not 2. Verse 5. The sons of Japheth were Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshach, and Tyrus. Do you notice that that's the names of the people that God's going to wipe out on the day of the rapture? 6. The sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz, Diphath, and Togarma. They're in it too. The sons of Javan were Eshash, Tarshash, Kittim, and Dinim. The sons of Ham, Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush were Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Rama, Sabtika. The sons of Rama were Sheba and Dedan. Now see, all of these are names that we've been talking about in the last couple months. Cush begot Nimrod. That's not Dimrod. Different name. There's a 1970s joke about that, but don't worry about it. He began to be a mighty one on the earth. Mizraim begot Ludim, Ananim begot Lehabim, Nephtuhim, Pethrusim, Casluhim, from whom came the Philistines, and the Kaphtorim. Canaan begat Sidon, we heard that name a lot, his firstborn, and Heth, the Jebusite, the Amorite, the Girgashite, the Hivite, the Arkite, the Sinite, the Arvadite, the Zemarite, and the Hamathite. 17. The sons of Shem were Elam, Asher, Arphaxad, Lud, Aram, Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshech. There was a man in the land of Uz. His name was Job. There's his forefathers right there.
Right?
18. Arphaxad begot Shelah. Shelah begot Eber. To Eber were born two sons. The name of one was Peleg, for in his days the earth was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. We've heard their names a bunch. Joktan begat Almodad, Sheleph, Hazar Maveth, Jira, Hadaram, Uzal, Dikla, Ebal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. I like that Jobab name. It's a good redneck name. 24. Shem, Arphaxad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah. And then Abram, who became Abraham. The sons of Abraham were Isaac and Ishmael. Now, we just covered a serious amount of history right there. All right, 29. These are the genealogies, the firstborn of Ishmael. Remember what God said to Abraham? I will make of Ishmael a great nation, because he was out of Abraham's bosom. The firstborn of Ishmael, Nebajah, then Keter, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Masa, Hadad, Tema, Jeter, Naphish, and Kedema. These were the sons of Ishmael. The family of Keturah. Now the sons born to Keturah, Abraham's concubine, were Zimram, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, Shua. The sons of Jokshan were Sheba and Dedan. The sons of Midian were Ephah, Epher, Hanok, Abida, and Eldah. All these were the children of Keturah. Wow. The family of Isaac. You can find this in Genesis 36:10. Abraham begot Isaac. The son of Isaac were sons of Isaac were Esau and Israel. The sons of Esau were Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. The sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omer, Zephi, Gadam, and Kenaz. By Timnah, Amalek. Them Amalekites were some wicked people. 37, the sons of Reuel were Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. The family of Seir. The sons of Seir were Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Ana, Dishon, Ezer, Dishon. Oh, Dishon and Dishan. 39, the sons of Lotan were Hori, Homam. Lotan's sister was Timnah. The sons of Shobal were Alien, Ebal, Shaphi, Onam. The sons of Zibeon were Aja and Anna. The sons of Anna was Dishan. The son of Dishan were Hamram, Eshban, Ithran, and Shabran. It's kind of like, don't worry about it. The sons of Eber were Bilhan, Zaban, Jakan. The sons of Dishan were Uz and Aram. The kings of Edom. Genesis 36. Now these were the kings who reigned in the land of Edom. Before a king reigned over the children of Israel, Bela, the son of Beor, and the name of his city was Dinhabah. Remember Beor? That's where Balaam was Beor. All right. And when Bela died, Jobab, the old redneck, the son of Zerah of Bozrah, reigned in his place. When Jobab died, Husham of the land of the Temanites reigned in his place. And when Husham died, Hadad, the son of Bedad, who attacked Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his place. The name of his city was Avith. When Hadad died, Samla of Masrika reigned in his place. And when Samla died, Saul of Rehoboth by the river reigned in his place. When Saul died, Baal-Hanan, the son of Achbor, reigned in his place. And when Baal-Hanan died, Hadad reigned in his place. And the name of his city was Pei. His wife's name was Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mizhab. Hadad died also. You notice something about all these people? They all died. And the chiefs of Edom were Chief Timnah, Chief Aliah, Chief Japheth, Chief Aholibama. I like that name. I didn't say Obama. I said Aholibama. Chief Elah, Chief Penan, Chief Kenaz, Chief Teman, Chief Mibzar, Chief Magdiel, Chief Iram. These were the chiefs of Edom. We made it.
Wow.
Aren't you glad? Chapter 2. Here we go again. The family of Israel. These were the sons of Israel. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. Now, these are the names we're going to know a whole lot better because we've heard all these names many times. Verse 3, the sons of Judah were Onan, Shelah. These three were born to him by the daughter of Shua, the Canaanitess. The firstborn of Judah, was wicked in the sight of the Lord, so he killed him. That's pretty serious, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Don't be wicked in the sight of the Lord. Look, if you'll look at that, that he right there is capitalized. That means God killed him. Don't worry about it. And Tamar, his daughter-in-law, bore him Perez, Zerah. All the sons of Judah were five. The sons of Perez were Hezron and Hamul. The sons of Zerah were Zimri, Ethan, Heman, Calcal, and Dara. Five of them in all. The son of Carmi was Achar, the troubler of Israel, who transgressed in the accursed thing. The son of Ethan was Azariah. Also, the sons of Hezron were born to him were Jerabmiel, Ram, Chelubai. Ram begat Aminadab. Aminadab begat Nashon, leader of the children of Judah. Nashon begat Salma. Salma begot Boaz. Boaz begot Obed. Obed begot Jesse. Jesse begot Eliab, his firstborn Abinadab, the second Shemaiah, the third Nathanael, the fourth Radai, the fifth Ozem, the sixth,
and David
the seventh. Now their sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail. And the sons of Zeruiah were Abishai, Joab, and Asahel. Three. Abigail bore Amasa, and the father of Amasa was Jether, the Ishmaelite. This is from Judah to David that we just read. The family of Hezron, Caleb, the son of Hezron. Remember, Caleb and Joshua were the ones that were the two wise spies. Had children by Azubah, his wife, and by Jerioth. Now these were her sons, Jesher, Shobab, and Ardon. When Azubah died, Caleb took Ephrath as his wife, who bore him Hur. And Hur begot Uri. Uri begot Bezalel. And now afterward, Hezron went to the daughter of Acher, the father of Gilead, who married when he was 60 years old. And she bore him Segub. Segub begot Jair, who had 23 cities in the land of Gilead. Geshur and Syria took them from the towns of Jair with Kenath and his towns, 60 towns. All of these belonged to the son of Maker, the father of Gilead, and Hezron died in Caleb, Ephrathath. Hezron's wife, Abijah, bore him Asher, the father of Tekoa. And you can find Tekoa right outside Williston. No, that's a different word there. The family of Jeramiel. The sons of Jeramiel, the firstborn of Hezron, were Ram, the firstborn, and Buna, Oren, Ozem, and Ahijah. Jerahmeel had another wife whose name was Adarah. She was the mother of Onam. Sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jerahmeel, were Maaz, Jamin, and Eker. The sons of Onam were Shammai and Jada. The sons of Shammai were Nadab and Abishur. And the name of the wife of Abishur was Abihail, and she bore him Aban and Molad. The sons of Nadab were Selad and Apaim. Selad died without children. The son of Apaim was Ishi. The son of Ishi was Shishan. And Shishan's son was Ali. Sons of Jada, the brother of Shammai, were Jether and Jonathan. Jether died without children. The sons of Jonathan were Peleth and Zaza. These were the sons of Jerahmeel. Now Shishan had no sons, only daughters, and Shishan had an Egyptian servant whose name was Jara. Shishan gave his daughter to Jara, his servant, as wife, and she bore him Attai. Attai begat Nathan. Nathan begat Zabed. Zabed begat Eflal, and Eflal begat Obed. Obed begat Jehu. Jehu begat Azariah. Azariah begat Helaz. Helaz begat Eliasa begat Sismai, and Sismai begat Shalom. Shalom begat Jechemiah, and Jechemiah begat Elishama. We done did a whole bunch of begotten. Literally, we're talking about 2,000 years of lineage right here. 2,000 years of lineage, which I think is pretty amazing. And it's all right in the book where you and I can read it and document. You can literally go through and document this. That's at 17 minutes. The family of Caden. Caleb, the descendants of Caleb, the brother of Jerahmeel, were Mesha, his firstborn, who was father of Ziph, and the sons of Marisha, the father of Hebron. The sons of Hebron were Korah, Tapuah, Rekem, and Shema. Shema begot Rahim, the father of Jorkoam, and Rekem begot Shammai. The sons of Shammai was Mason. Mason was the father of Beth-zur. Ephah, Caleb's concubine, bore Haran, Moza, Gazez, and Haran begat Gazez. And the sons of Jadai were Regem, Jotham, Gishan, Pelet, Ephah, and Shaph. Maacah, Caleb's concubine, bore Sheber and Tirana. She also bore Shaaph, the father of Madmana, Sheva, the father of Machbena, and the father of Gibeah. And the daughter of Caleb was Aksa. These were the descendants of Caleb, the son of Hur, firstborn of Ephrathah, and were Shobal, the father of Kirjath-Jearim, Salma, the father of Bethlehem, and Hereph, the father of Beth-Gader. Shobal, the father of Kirjath-Jearim, had descendants. Haroah and half of the families of Manuhath. You have half a family. The families of Kirjath-Jearim were the Ithrites, the Puthites, the Shumathites, and the Mishraites. From these came the Zorahathites and the Eshtaolites. Sons of Salma were Bethlehem, the Natophathites, Atroth, Beth Joab, half of Manasseh, and the Zorites. And the families of the scribes who dwelt at Jabez were the Tirathites, the Shemaiathites, and the Sukathites, who were the Kenites, who came from Hamath, the father of the house of Rechab. And all these blessings will come upon you if you hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. He said, I'm going to bless you coming in and going out, rising up and laying down. I'm going to bless you in your labor and your leisure in the city, in the field, in the fruit of your body. You can just see he was very, very serious about blessing the fruit of the body. We just read 2,000 years of people's lives. So I'm going to bless you in the fruit of your body. I'm going to bless everything you put your hand to. He said, your enemies that come out against you one way are going to flee before you seven ways. You're going to be the head only, above only, the head and not beneath. You will lend to many nations and you will not borrow. Why? Because you choose to walk in the paths of the righteousness for Amen. His name's sake. In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus' mighty name.
This is why I call it the majestic word of God. Because God not only said it once, he said it enough times that it can be documented by different people writing the same exact words. Mm-hmm. 1,000 years apart. And that's why there'll never be a book greater than the Bible. Never. It's impossible. Never be greater. It's written by the Holy Spirit. Nobody else's book is written by the Holy Spirit. This is God's book, and it'll be the bestseller through all of time. And doesn't matter. Every day we buy another Bible, it just Walmart puts them on their shelf. I've gone to preaching now, but I didn't want to. Now, we want to make sure we have everybody has an opportunity to be reconciled with the Father. And you might say, what's that all about? Well, some people say receive Jesus into your heart. Some people say make Jesus your Lord and Savior. Those are all good statements. Be born again, accept Christ, all of those statements. But in reality, what really happens is Jesus redeems you by his blood, which is amazing. And then that by that redemptive blood, you are reconciled with the Father who puts you in your mama's womb. And you're made at one. And you're going to experience it on the inside. Pray this prayer with me. I want everybody to pray it. And you'll be right with God in 60 seconds. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life
And according every day. To John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again.
And you rose again.
On that third day.
On the third day.
For me.
For me.
Put your hands out and just do this. I receive you into my life right now.
I receive you into my life right now.
All of your love, Jesus.
All of your love, Jesus.
All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your grace.
All of your righteousness.
All of your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
I thank you for
it. And I thank you for it.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of
Pray
God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
and
language.
Live a successful life.
And live a successful
as
life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer
I
every
pray
day.
This in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Just like that. You are reconciled with the Father. But Pastor, you don't know what sin I did. It doesn't matter. The thief on the cross said, remember me today. And Jesus said, it's done. He said, today you'll be with me in paradise. All you had to do was ask. And he came in. What are you experiencing? Jesus, the light of the world, just came in. You're filled with light. The author and finisher of your faith just came into you. And faith is now on the inside. And then Jesus came with all of his righteousness. And of course, we know to lead you in that prayer because when you're filled with his righteousness, the righteousness deals with all the sin. How amazing is that?
Awesome.
It's like you get a, back in the day, you got a flu bug or whatever. You went to the doctor, he gave you penicillin. What did penicillin do? Penicillin wiped out all that stuff. Except Jesus' righteousness wipes out every sin, stain, and the record of it. As far as the east from the west, that's how far he's removed your transgressions from you. The Father said, adopt him into the family. You are literally an heir of God, a joint heir with Jesus, and you are literally one with God. He just came to live in you. The Holy Spirit is now a resident teacher on the inside. Some of you are going to be like, man, I got to listen to this again. You do. And that timestamp is going to start about 25 minutes. There'll be a timestamp for it. You are a new creation, and it is your responsibility but to walk with God every day. Say this with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
Help me walk with you every day.
Help me walk with you every day.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. There's your prayer. You can go right back and watch this video again and see this and learn how to walk with God. Jesus' mighty name. Send me an email, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Send me a postcard. Samuel J. Cottle, read the word, P.O. Box 4315, Williston, North Dakota, 58802. And we'll be a blessing to you in any way we can. The communion service is on the website, and you'll be able to receive communion with us tomorrow morning. This is Saturday. Tomorrow morning, Sunday, we'll be receiving communion together.
This is Friday.
This is Saturday. Just in case you don't know what day it is, you can look at your phone. And the cool thing about Apple is they put it right at the top and they tell you, this is the day. And even if you don't believe it, just believe it. Till we see you again. Thanks for being our partner and friend. Share this with everybody. Honestly. And stick to it. I had a few rough videos this month, but I made it. And stick to it, because as we go through 2 Samuel and 1st, 2nd Kings, we're going to do the rest of the whole Old Testament in those three books. And this is going to be a fantastic study. You're going to love it every day. Share it with your family. Sit down and do your family devotions or whatever you call it together with them. All right. Got to run. Till we see you again, we say this, we love you.
We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And amen. And amen. To our friends around the world on Blog Talk Radio, we love you. Please send us an email, a text, a message, a postcard. We just want to be a blessing to you however we can. Jesus' mighty name. See you soon.